Okay, Cody, this one got me fast. The spicy claim is basically that the interesting model improvement layer might be the router in front of the model, not the model itself.
Yeah, and more specifically, they're saying one API call can secretly be a bounded team effort. That's a stronger claim than just smart model selection.
My week is apparently going great because this is exactly the kind of infrastructure pitch that has an actual user on the other end. I can feel you preparing to ruin my fun already.
Only a little. I am in a weirdly decent mood, so you might get less doom than usual.
That's huge for episode 576. Mark the calendar, we absolutely do not have.
Right.
What I think they're actually arguing is about where orchestration lives. Not in every app team's bespoke agent graph, and not only inside some commercial black box endpoint, but in the serving layer itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the app still calls one model name, vllm-sr/auto, and behind that, the router picks a recipe, fans out, gets a quorum, maybe synthesizes, maybe repairs the output contract, and sends back a normal OpenAI-style response.
That part holds up for me. They're basically moving from routing as traffic direction to routing as runtime policy. Budget, concurrency, stopping rules, failure behavior, trace. That's real systems work, not just agent vibes.
Right, right.
And I like that the loops are distinct instead of pretending there is one magic orchestration shape. Confidence is sequential escalation. Ratings is capped parallel ensemble. Remom is breadth plus synthesis plus fallback. Fusion treats disagreement itself as evidence. Workflows is the more agentic planner, patcher, verifier.
Which is why the article's best sentence basically is recipes beat one universal loop. That is such an exploring next take. We keep ending up there.
Because it's usually true. GPQA wants answer preservation. Live Code Bench wants runnable code under hidden tests. HLE wants exact answer formatting and disagreement handling. If one loop wins everything, I start checking where the bodies are buried.
Tiny caveat so we don't get too grand about it. This is a read it, reacted to it pass, not me locking myself in a benchmark cave for 12 hours. We could be a version or a number behind on some implementation detail, so I'd treat the specifics as a starting point.
Sure. The evidence they use is pretty targeted. They map benchmark shape to recipe shape, like GPQA Diamond going through a remom path with strict answer letter preservation. Live Code Bench checking for starter code and timeout risk before using a code-shaped loop. And HLE choosing between deeper remom, smaller fusion, or fallback, depending on formal reasoning and exact answer pressure.
And that's persuasive to me in a product sense, because it means the operator isn't just prompting harder. The recipe owns model pool, roles, concurrency, quorum, synthesis model, fallback policy, observability labels. That's the stuff app teams otherwise end up duct taping at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Where I push back is the headline energy of beat frontier models. Maybe on the scorecard, on these recipes, for these tasks, fine. But the article itself is pretty careful later and says the scorecard is proof of the idea, not the whole story. That's the right retreat, because benchmark wins do not...
I don't even hear that as a retreat. I hear it as them being more honest than most of this category. They're not saying universal intelligence emerged from a router. They're saying collaboration can be made into a serving primitive, and sometimes that primitive outperforms a single expensive call.
Exactly. And honestly, Justy, the technical breakpoint is latency and operational mess. Every extra worker, judge, or synthesis round adds tail risk. If your output contract repair keeps saving malformed answers, great. If it starts masking weak workers, then you've built a very elegant excuse machine.
Okay, but that sentence is why you need me. Because the teams who should care are the ones already juggling model pools, safety tiers, cloud versus edge, or agent loops. For them, hiding bounded collaboration behind one stable surface is a big developer experience win.
No, I agree. If you're a simple one-model app, this is probably overkill. If you're already doing manual escalation chains and panel of model hacks, then centralizing that in infra is cleaner and more measurable.
Also, brief side quest, Calling it a looper is dangerously close to making me like infrastructure naming again. One more cute animal release and you're going to catch me defending router branding all the way down.
Absolutely not. You are one mascot away from becoming the exact person you complain about.
Fair. The concrete next step part is at least real, though. There is a public semantic router repo, and the stable surface they keep pointing at is that vllm-sr/auto-model-identity with OpenAI-compatible response.
Yeah, and I'd watch whether teams actually expose the route policy and traces in a usable way. If operators can tune thresholds, caps, quorum, and fallback without rewriting app logic, then this lands. If not, it's just a fancy hidden ensemble.
I like when your skepticism turns into acceptance with conditions. It's very you. Anyway, I think this one's real enough to matter and annoying enough to implement that infra teams will earn their keep.
That's about right, which honestly is the nicest thing either of us says on this show.
Bleak and affectionate. Great, we're done, Cody.